If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio, the best network ever, by the way. Magical Engineer Frank and I are going to be empowering you because we've got some good things to talk about. We're going to be talking about subsidies. And what the heck does that mean? What does that have to do with health? Well, I mean, it has a lot to do with health. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be talking about exercise and running, is there a proper way to do that, you know, so you don't hurt yourself? And we may talk about intuitive health and things like that. We got lots to do. Before we do the Quack Report, though, I want to say a big salute and semper fi to all our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer on a daily basis, and all of America. And, you know, I've been praying for righteous men of valor with understanding and morals and leadership and integrity to take back this nation. And, you know,
you have not because you ask not. The Lord says, you know, you're supposed to plead for truth and justice. That's what Isaiah 59 says. That's what we're doing. And prayer of the faithful can save the sick, and prayer of the righteous availeth much. Right? So, join me. Let's pray collectively. Let's get the job done. We need to invite God back into government, schools, churches. You know, that's what I think. I'm just saying it because it's my show and because I love the Lord. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. No, thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? We have, you know, that drug Chantix that you see on the TV for, you know, helping you to quit smoking? Well, apparently it's in the news. Chantix, made by drug giant Pfizer, wanted the FDA to remove the black box warning on this product. But now the FDA is not only going to keep the black box, but they're going to expand on it. Apparently, the black box warning is the most severe action FDA can take while a drug is still on the market. And it already warns patients who take the drug that they may develop aggressive or suicidal behavior. But the warning is going to expand to the drug is linked to having reactions with alcohol and seizures. Uh-oh. So the FDA spokesman said patients who have a seizure while they're taking Chantix should stop the medicine and seek a medical attention immediately. Now, in 2007, experts began raising concern about this drug because they said it could cause heart problems, vision problems, and psychological disturbances, including wild dreams and random violent outbursts. And then in 2008, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration decided, hey, none of our pilots are going to be allowed to use this drug while they're flying. And also was applied to commercial truck drivers as well. So they're banned or prohibited from using this drug. And the FDA concluded in 2009 that smoking cessation drug Chantix or even Zyban could increase the risk of hostility, agitation, depression, mood swings, suicidal thoughts, and actions. So there you go. Do your homework on that stuff. And speaking of drugs and pharmaceutical industry, Gardasil vaccine is back in the news. Spain really ticked off at the makers of the Gardasil, Merck Laboratories. Apparently, attorney Don Manuel Cies Ochoa has filed a criminal complaint against Merck San Pfizer Laboratories. Spanish national health authorities are also named in the lawsuit, and the regional health authorities, because of some children who were damaged after taking this vaccine. The complaint states that Merck Laboratories failed to use an inert placebo during their clinical trials, thereby manipulating data and marketing Gardasil under false pretenses, despite complaints of several young women with similar new medical conditions after Gardasil injections. The Spanish health authorities ignored calls for a moratorium on the use of the drug until safety issues were resolved. So they're in the lawsuit, see. So the complaint goes on to say both national and local health authorities had adequate knowledge regarding the potential harmful effects of Gardasil and chose to recommend administration of it anyway. The complaint alleges this shows an absolute disregard for health and the well-being of young Spanish girls. Amen to that, Manuel. Go, you go. He went on to say, this is attorney says, claiming a possible exemption, arguing that you did not know that the time of processing the dangers of the vaccine Gardasil is, he says, laughable. Frankly, he says, the attitude seems clearly malicious and constitutes an offense of injury as per their Article 149 Criminal Code, which states, to cause another by any means or process the loss of worthlessness or an organ or principal member or a sense or impotence, sterility, severe deformity, or severe mental illness shall be punishable by imprisonment of 6 to 12 years. And you know what? Maybe he can get a subsidized arrangement on that. We're going to talk about subsidies in a little bit. You'll see what I mean. Last but not least in the quack report, MRSA, also in the news. This is interesting. Researchers at the University of Nottingham, they dug up a 1,000-year-old folk remedy, herb folk remedy to kill it. Yeah. Mercer, which is your methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus 9 bacterium. It's resistant to, you know, antibiotics, and it kills thousands of people every year. But researchers at the University of Nottingham and Texas Tech University experimented on this lost Anglo-Saxon remedy for eye infections and combined onions, some wine, garlic, and get this, a cow's stomach, and let it age for 9 days in a brass vessel, and it killed 90% of the MRSA bacterium. So the recipe, they said, was found in this medical book that's over 1,000 years old. Researchers at the university said that they conducted a study. They translated the recipe text from Ball's Leash Book, one of the oldest known books on medicine and healing in the British Library. So they began their meeting, how we're going to fix infectious disease that doesn't respond to antibiotics. Well, the team turned to old-fashioned original medicine. So they had some difficulty, they said, finding the ingredients. First, they used some modern garlic and leeks. They hoped that they would be offering a similar medicinal effect. Then they went and got some wine from a historic English winery. They had organic vintages there. And because brass vessels can't be sterilized to modern standards, so the researchers used a glass bottle with some squares of brass inside of it. And then they purchased cow bile salts over the counter. They say they use that as a nutritional supplement to treat gallbladder disease there. And it also offers, they say, bladder enzymes should you have not, well, if you lost your gallbladder, you need the enzymes. Researchers also said that the herbal mixture was self-sterilizing after 9 days. And when they found that the soil bacteria from the leeks and the garlic was actually completely destroyed, their findings were presented to the Society of General Microbiology in Birmingham, and it's going to be published in the Journal of Nature. So researchers found the ingredients together have a much more powerful effect than if the ingredients were by themselves. You know, it's called synergistic effect, folks. We talked about it a lot here on Herb Talk. And according to the lead researcher, Faray Harrison, who says, we were absolutely blown away by just how effective the combination of ingredients were. Oh, yeah. God's herbs are good. They're powerful. They're here for the service of man. You can trust that. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about subsidizing health. You know, when we take a closer look at what is subsidized these days, we can confirm that human health is on the list. So we often think of subsidies as financial assistance, but it also means to secure the cooperation through bribery. The word subsidy has a history. Since 1815, the word often meant to pay for or to hire mercenaries or to buy an alliance or neutrality, which is all another way of saying to bribe. So it wasn't until 1828 that the term subsidized was used to describe government grant money, which people interpreted as a way to remove a tax burden. So therefore, a financial subsidy is often an exchange or purchase for something. So students who get their education at a lesser cost have to qualify by cooperating with government demands. Farmers who want government subsidies have to agree to certain conditions, such as what they can grow and what price that they can ask for their crop. Other examples of subsidies are welfare checks and housing loans. So when we look at the big picture, do subsidies from government actually help like we're told it will? Or how is it affecting everything, especially our health? We're going to take a look. We want to examine this because here's a question. Are subsidies really a big trade for a small slice of assistance? In general, a subsidy extends to tax allowances or returns, duty taxes, rebates, employment regulations, investment regulations, economic regulations, transportation, and now government health care. So in effect, every person at some point is confronted into accepting a subsidy. So, but to whom are the biggest subsidies extended? Well, from the needy to the greedy, basically, is how it go. In 2008 to 2014, Citizens for Tax Justice analyzed who gets these cash bribes, I mean subsidies, and at whose expense. So their report suggested that over half of the bribes or subsidies go to the richest companies in America. So at the top of the heap is the utility industry. That would be gas, oil, and electric. And then there's the banks. Next is the telecommunication industry, those companies. So since government doesn't make anything, it takes from those who do. This is robbery on a large scale, and it's in broad daylight. So people can call it what they like, but that's the reality. So when you put the fox in charge of the hen house, eventually there is nothing left. So the big picture is that the bribing powers are bankrupting the people because there are no unlimited resources. And one expert put it this way, subsidies are retail prices for politicians. Wow. Ow. So banks, well, they deserve no subsidies, but they take them regardless. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about how subsidies undermine things, because the use of subsidies has driven the U.S. away from a free market to a nation of government corporations. So integrity is bought and sold under the weight of money, and when that happens, the freedom of man evaporates and slavery and tyranny prevail. So it is a bad place for humanity to be in when profit trumps human survival. However, probably heard that famous quote by the French author Perrier, Cordolus de Lachose, who says revenge is a dish best served cold. That's from 1782. Well, the quote reflects how premeditated and cold-blooded revenge is. So would subsidies be described as being served on a platter of liquid nitrogen? That's pretty cold. However, what else would you expect for the extinction of a free way of life? Well, let's talk about the healthcare subsidies, because when government subsidized healthcare, everyone pays. So we pay in the shorter work week, the fewer jobs, the higher care costs, the fewer doctors, the rationing of care and medicines, and regulated exit care. So simply put, this kind of healthcare puts a control freak on your back, big time. Well, let's look and see what people are doing to cope. It's called skimping. What are they skimping on? Because of the free market going away, vanishing, Americans are skimping on many things such as vacations, entertainment, and, sadly, food. On average, Americans are buying less fruits and vegetables than a decade ago. And according to WebMD.com, the sales on fruits and vegetables basically has declined, and a mere 26.3% of Americans are eating these foods on a daily basis. So it appears that the CDC thinks the government should do something about this and make fruits and vegetables more accessible to more people. So the CDC calls for the intervention of the national government, the states, and the community organizations across multi-levels to find the means to improve consumption of these foods. So when Americans are asked, they say that they can't afford these perishable foods, and instead they buy foods with longer shelf life when they're on a tight budget. So will government subsidize farmers to grow vegetables and fruit crops for cheap? Well, someone has to pay for this, and in the end, it's through taxes. So the CDC states this, a diet high in fruits and vegetables can reduce the risk of many leading causes of death. Well, maybe that's why, right, all this is happening, right? Well, according to the report, it states that the states that are consuming the most fruits and vegetables are Washington, D.C., and Tennessee. And the states consuming the least amount of fruits and vegetables are Kentucky and West Virginia. And according to the Food and Nutrition Technical Assistance, they say there are assessment scales that measure household hunger in America. So it appears that the rankings on hunger have grown more severe since 2008, in which 1 in 7 American homes, that's 14.3% or 17.5 million households, are considered, quote, food insecure. So the ranking gets worse with the very low food insecure rank. And it is interesting that in 2006, the government changed the definition and names for hunger. So the word hunger was eliminated, too offensive, and they replaced it with other terms like food insecurity. So even hunger is subsidized with the food stamp program. So when parents stop eating so their children will have food and there is a disruption in the normal food patterns, well, it's an indicator that illness and disease will follow. And subsidized health care is expected to take care of this, but with fewer doctors who will be overwhelmed with the numbers, there could be a collapse of the medical system. So in 2013, the U.S. government reported a poverty rate of 14.5% or 5.3 million in the United States. So I imagine that's changed with the open borders. And according to the Census Bureau, the government subsidized programs for the poor alter the real numbers of those in poverty. Wow. Well, let's look at this aging industry, because we can't really make anything happen unless we're actually making something happen. Another indicator that subsidies have harmed the United States is in the manufacturing industry. The Wall Street Journal did a story last year on how bad things are in the manufacturing sector. U.S. companies that manufacture on U.S. soil have not been able to replace equipment, and what they are using is getting pretty creaky. So the average age of the manufacturing equipment is at least a decade, and then some. So it's at least 10-year-old equipment that they're working with. So economists at Morgan Stanley, they stated that they have not seen this kind of setback in this industry since 1938. And any growth at all is modest at 3% when they said it should be a minimum of 8%. So ask how these economic indicators can be on the rise and domestic capital to invest in new equipment has dried up. Yeah, how does that work? Well, let's look at the empowerment from above then. Yeah, because Americans and people all over the world, well, you have to change your mindset. That their freedom, their power, and all the benefits that they have, you know, you have to change your mindset to know that they come from God and not from man. Because God owes us nothing, but we owe him everything. So a few years ago, I was watching a man in Oklahoma on national TV. It was in news. It was a state he was in Oklahoma after his home was destroyed by a tornado that. And he said that he didn't need any help from the government, and he boldly proclaimed that his help came from God. Amen, you know? And so we can collectively pray that God send us righteous men of valor with understanding and knowledge to uphold those things that made America a godly nation, a nation of prosperity, peace, safety. Wouldn't you like to have that back? Well, I know I would. I pray for that daily. Now, I personally am going to pass on the government bribes, and I like to empower myself with organic foods and herbs to be healthy. Sure, there are times when people get sick, and you know the herbs can power up your immune system, and you can detoxify your system of impurities and reduce your risk of disease. So if you'd like to learn how you can do that, and you can remove over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues and heavy metals, radioactive particles, You know, bust up those viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Hey, there's a lot you can do, and you're more powerful than you think. And you call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they can put the right tools and information in your hands to do that. Give them a call, toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704 885-0277. Just visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can get there, type in herbtalklive.com, thepowerherbs.com. Either way, you get to the same place. And by the way, if you want to jumpstart your healthy summer, if you're thinking about cleansing so you have more energy and stamina and you can, you know, you lose a little extra weight you were struggling to lose, then you might want to consider doing some cleanses, right? Helps the opens up the elimination channels and helps the body function better. Right now, if you want to, you can use a discount coupon. It will be posted on the homepage tomorrow, so look for that, and you'll save 15%, but your order has to be $50 or more, okay? But the offer will expire next Sunday on the 12th. So the code will be CLD and the number 15. But it'll be on the website. You can just cut and paste that or mention it when you call in to place your order. Okay, so just remember it expires on Sunday the 12th. So if you're thinking about, you know, getting ready for the beach, want to fit in the new bathing suit, definitely check out the cleanses and also the Plenty Pure product's really cool. It's the sleek physique formula. That's what I call it. More nutrition means less hunger, and you can not snack so much. That's what I like about it. All right. Yeah, I'm. God's herbs are good. I can't take the credit. I'm just going to tell you about it. Oh, I know. We're going to be coming up to a break, but I wanted just let's see, line up the next segment. We're going to be talking about your intuition. You know, your gut instincts can help you be healthier. And what is intuition? Well, if you look it in the dictionary, they said it's the direct knowing of something without the conscious use of reasoning. You know, it's kind of an instinct almost. And a broader definition is an instinct or inspired feeling. Now, there has been an explosion of intuitive fields. The University of Maine has developed an educational research laboratory using quantum physics on the intuitive level to help non-science students become engaged in the field. And some physicists are also using their intuition to develop their hypothesis. So our creator built into mankind something that helps us figure things out even when we can't prove it right away. And most scientific minds are, you know, the prove it to me bunch. And they have to be able to, you know, manipulate, measure, touch it, have some physical data before it really becomes a reality to them. Now, there are times when you or someone you know had an experience where they had no rational explanation of the event other than, I just knew. So when that happens to me, I call it my little voice, my subconsciousness, that spiritual connection to God. So can you experience this part of our brain, your brain, and benefit from this intuition, you know, to help you improve your health, be, you know, and live life to the fullest? Well, yeah, we're going to find out how to do that. Absolutely. We're going to do that and see how we can, you know, power up that little noodle of ours and become healthier. I know we're going to come up to a break here. We're going to cover this intuitive health. And if we get time, we may talk about running. So if you're a runner, how you can do that without injury. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about your intuition and how that can aid you in being healthier out there. So when was the last time, let me ask you, when was the last time you had a hunch or a gut feeling? And if you listened and you followed your gut, everything kind of turned out okay. But if you didn't, bad things happened. I think we all have had that kind of experience. It's almost like a built-in safety system, but when we ignore it, it becomes dull, like, you know, an atrophied muscle. So our, you know, our little intuition, we have to listen to this. It is like wisdom is shouting at us, but something, you know, sometimes we're wearing earplugs, you know, take them out. Now, no one really struggles more with intuition than the people that are more scientifically minded or those who like to think intuition is on the dark side of spirituality. But intuition puzzles some folks because it's hard to describe, it's invisible, and you can't prove it with physical parameters. To them, if there is no logical explanation, well, it can't be real. And some skeptics equate intuition as nothing more than extreme observation. So I'm sure observation skills are part of it, but not the only part. So intuition is understood in many cultures. So if you think about it, religious worship is an intuitive experience, often referred to as divine. So connecting with God's presence is indeed divine. Just remember, God gets all the glory all the time, every day. Now here's a quote from a Sophie Burnham, author of The Art of Intuition, who says, I define intuition as a subtle knowing without ever having any idea why you know it. It's different from thinking. It's different from logic or analysis. It's knowing without knowing. That's kind of neat, isn't it? Just to say it like that. But okay. Well, it's almost like you have intuition is like an early detection. If we pay close attention, we have an early detection system to let us know the status of our health. We instinctively know when our energy level is really not right or when there is a shift where our physical disorders can arise. So your intuition is not intended to replace common sense or treatments, but to warn you, early sign warning that something is out of balance. And to help you maybe get a leg up on this situation to recover and to restore. So intuition really unites or combines our physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional presence, and it can help us detect health problems. So more physicians are actually embracing the patient's intuition that something is wrong, and if not ignored, often they can avoid surgery and even speed recovery. So as more scientific research is being done in this area, and especially on the area of the brain that they think is involved, you know, how this works and how they, this, I think a new specialty field in medicine could come out of this called intuitive health, to be honest. So Steve Jobs says intuition is more powerful than intellect. That's what he said. All right. Well, and people are just different. So there are differences in people who have intuitive, you know, minds and those who really aren't so intuitive, you know. In March 2014, the Huffington Post ran this article of 10 things highly intuitive people do differently. And according to the editor, Andriana Huffington, she says our intuition is always functioning, and if we pay attention, we can hear the wheels turning. So the intuition question has got the field of cognitive science buzzing. So it is that part of our brain that does that weird subconscious reasoning for us, right? When we're not really concentrating that hard. And sometimes it gives us very subtle nudges, and sometimes it can be more of an unexplained and strong presence, you know, like someone was in the room, you know, kind of thing. So when this occurs, some think it's a guardian angel looking after them. So more often, though, than not, science will dismiss this entire notion of intuition, usually because it has been compared to the paranormal or the psychic realms. But intuition is not some, you know, comic superhero with spidey sense. That's not what it is. Some research has discussed the undiscovered aspect of how our brains interact with the environment and makes decisions faster than computers. So the subconscious or the intuition may be, you know, God's gift and influences everyone's divine force in everyday life. Well, let's look at these 10 things that intuitive people have in common. Okay, number one, they listen. They don't ignore their gut feelings. Number two, they balance intuition with reason, and they're able to bridge that gap really easily. Three, they take time to have some solitude, to meditate and think, pray. They say peace makes them more creative and intuitive, so they take advantage of the downtime, and they're able to go let go of some negative emotions. Number four, they are often more introverted and engaged in deeper thought. Number five, they're able to filter the mental chatter out and be more objective, you know, kind of in the zone, if you will. Number six, they're very observant and they write stuff down. They're big journal writers, intuitive people are. Number seven, they are more in tune with their bodies, so they can be so in tune that they can tell the difference between a virus and a bacterial infection. That's really cool. Number eight, they are connected deeply to others, almost like, you know, reading the other person's mind, finishing their sentences. Number nine, intuitive people observe others, can pick up on the social emotions, and they can perceive things like guilt, shame, pride, embarrassment, disgust, and even lust. And 10, they pay attention to their dreams. They write them down, too, because they say dreams and intuition originate from the subconscious. Wow. So intuitive people, they're said to be more compassionate and creative and peaceable in their personalities. So the Journal of Psychological Science reported in 2013 that a positive mood boosts your intuition and makes good, and you make better judgments. You have good judgment. So likewise, they say depression clouds your intuition, and an intuitive person is more likely to exhibit, they say, a type B personality. In other words, they function with less stress, they have a steady pace in their life, and they enjoy life more. So their glass is half full. All right. Now, advancements in technology have created these cloud-based services, as you know. And patient monitoring is going global. And according to the Dallas Business Journal, a Texas-based company called Intuitive Health has gone to cloud monitoring with the help of AT&T and Texas Health Resources. So this cloud-based remote monitoring software can interface with mobile devices and the Internet. So the software was developed with a $3.4 million startup. Wow. So you, I'm going to say it again, are powerful, more powerful than you think. So it appears that even though science can't explain everything, it's really nice to have some mystery that works to our advantage, you know, if we let it. So there will always be skeptics and unbelievers, but for the most part, you can begin to tap into God's gift of intuition. So I look at intuition as a supernatural telephone line to God, asking him what's going on. So if we are observant enough, he reveals the answers. So there can be subtle health indicators, which, you know, your gift of intuition can warn you about before they become major problems. So that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is accurate. So exercise your prevention plan every day. And if you need some help with that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. So if you need some natural solutions to things like blood pressure and diabetes and arthritis, osteoporosis, vision, prostate, just, you know, pick up the phone, give them a call, and at least ask for their free product catalog. There you go. You're listening. Awesome. 866-229-3663 is the phone number. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com. You can get there typing in HerbTalkLive.com. Because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. These folks make certified organic to tilt Oregon tilt standards, a naturally aged cold press. They're really handcrafted products for you to use, more powerful than what you find in the stores. It's more of a professional grade. So it's all an organic process, which really preserves the integrity, the power, and medicinal effect of the herbs. So check them out when you can and get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, tomorrow they're going to be posting up on their website that discount coupon for 15% off, so you can jump start your cleansing, summer health plan, whichever it is you're doing. So the 15% off code is CLD number 15, CLD 15, and it expires on the 12th. So more details will be on the homepage tomorrow, and you can use that and save. All right, so what are we going to – oh, we're going to talk about running. I promised, right? Yes. Modern times have promoted leisure more than any time in human history. A lot of people are sedentary. Now, technology and modern inventions have really delivered convenient devices to us. And, you know, thank goodness not everyone is, you know, sitting around neglecting to exercise. You know, it's common sense. Our body is designed to move, and we should move it. So the human body was built for movement, and if we are going to do it, if we're going to run, we're going to run correctly, right? So we are built to go distances even. So some people are kind of reluctant to get into jogging or running because they're worried about wearing out their joints. And it's true that while running a marathon, about 90% of the runners will sustain injuries. You have to wonder how the ancient people ran great distances in just a thin pair of sandals or just barefooted without injury. So do you suppose the invention of the sneaker has promoted a poor running technique and has promoted these injuries? So it is possible that there's an association of running and painful injuries, and there's this new concern that it, you know, it may be something that we're doing modern, and because this did not impact ancient man, according to the research. So we can learn from the past, so we're going to check this out, have a healthier, safer way if we're running and jogging, so let's find out. So according to Harvard biologist Daniel Lieberman and biologist Dennis Bramble of the University of Utah, humans were born to run, and we got really good at it. Being able to run was a life-saving endeavor. So you would need to run fast as a defensive strategy, and you would also need to, you know, run to catch your dinner, basically. So most four-legged animals can outrun man in short distances, but not with regard to long distances. Humans are designed to outrun nearly all animals, according to their research. So when animals overheat, they cool off by slowing down and panting. Humans cool off by sweating, and there is little body hair to hold in the heat. So this offers humans the advantages of endurance. So the biologists believe that early man engaged in distance running, chasing animals to overheat and tire them and then kill them for their food. Primitive hunting and inventions came later, making this job much easier. Well, let's look at the foot mechanics real quickly. There's this other interesting observation, which was documented in the February 2009 Journal of the Experimental Biology, and it's about the human foot, that it's designed to run with less effort. So our feet, compared to, let's say, animal paws, make running more efficient, according to the report. So humans have shorter toes than animals, and when you increase the length of a toe by 20%, it doubles the mechanical effort that it takes to run. So man's big toe is straight and is designed to, you know, used as a push-off point for running. And an ape's toe is at the side of his foot. So the design of man's feet and legs all lend themselves for great movement and speed. No animal has this design. For instance, chimpanzees and apes don't have the ligaments and the tendons humans have, which are essential for endurance running. So this design also helps man keep his head balanced as he runs, and also to use his glucose stored in his muscles, the sugar stored in his muscles for an easy 20-mile run. So it's food and nourishment to keep those muscles pumping. Easy 20 miles. What do you say? Want to go out there and hit the pavement? All right, well, let's look at some of the injuries. Why do we get so many injuries? Well, if we are designed to run, why do runners sustain the injuries? Well, endurance running needs to start early to help the body develop the ligaments and the tendons to support this exertion. Waiting to run in adulthood will stress these areas. So our ancient ancestors did not run on artificial surfaces in scientifically designed sneakers. They ran barefoot or in sandals. So introducing artificial surfaces to running also changes the biomechanics of running, and it appears not for the better. So the experts recommended that adult runners avoid the strenuous runs and the buildup, and they should build up to long distance runs over a long period of time. They also recommended adopting the strategy of a long distance runner who would periodically take walking breaks. So running on a variety of surfaces is simple, shoes, keeping the shoes simple will help to build the foot and the leg strength up. So runner Christopher McDougall, he's the author of the book Born to Run. He says that he was often plagued with running injuries, and then he studied the running techniques of the Mexico Tarahumara Indians. He said for 3 years he has running without the Americanized running shoes, and it has corrected his form and has prevented further injury. So it's the shoe. So, and our bodies were also born, as we mentioned, to sweat. So we have these sweat glands, and they're designed to release these fluids to cool us off and to release toxins. So we sweat when we exert, and when we're nervous, we sweat. And when our weather's hot, we sweat. So these events will stimulate sweat glands, and they release fluids from the glands through the skin's surface. And modern man blocks all this with, because they don't want unpleasant sweat. They don't want to smell it. So a lot of cosmetic products, antiperspirants and deodorants block this. So the health problem that we face is that the ingredients in these types of sundry items will clog the glands and trap in toxins. So the average antiperspirant or deodorant will have wax liquid emollient, which blocks your gland from sweating, and aluminum compounds, which out of all the ingredients is the highest in volume. So how does this antiperspirant block you from sweating? Well, the aluminum ions are taken into your cells, which line the gland duct. And according to dermatologist Dr. Eric Hansen of the University of North Carolina's Dermatology Department, moisture flows in with the aluminum ion, swells the duct shut. Sweat can't be released. So the average over-the-counter antiperspirant contains between 10% and 25% aluminum, which decreases sweating by a minimum of about 20%. So normally the liver and the kidneys will help move toxins from the body. However, for those organs with organ failure, there's a 2.5 million sweat glands that are your backup. So your sweat glands help those filtering organs out, but if you're plugging them up with antiperspirants and stuff, you might want to reconsider. So you want to keep in mind the scientific research discovered that aluminum salts in underarm products also damage your cell DNA. Okay? I know, I got a ton of stuff on this subject and hardly any time to... Okay, we're just going to push through. Basically, keep in mind your skin is your second kidney. It absorbs what you put on it. Sound reason would dictate that if you're going to use the average antiperspirant, it can change or damage your DNA. Then that means the chemical ingredients in these items are hazardous to your health. There's sound reasoning. So the cosmetic industry has over 10,000 chemicals at their disposal, and many of them are carcinogenic. Many disrupt your endocrine system and harm the reproductive system. So what is a consumer to do? Well, health authorities at the FDA say that the additives are safe and consumers are not at risk of diseases like cancer or Alzheimer's. However, a study which appeared in the Journal of Inorganic Biochemistry in 2013 found aluminum in the nipple fluids of breast cancer patients. So these patients were compared to healthy women with no history of cancer. The study opened the door to the question, does aluminum in a antiperspirants and vaccine cause breast cancer? If it could be proven, and that, and it would tell you that you can see the legal ramification if it could be proven. Therefore, I suspect it's not going to be proven. It'll be buried. So there is this one article in PubMed in which researchers wanted to see how a breast mammary epithelial cell reacted to the type of aluminum found in antiperspirants or vaccines, and they reported that there was a loss of independent cell growth followed by the mutation of that DNA. So that their study concluded aluminum encourages a sequence of events to trigger or induce stress on your cells, creating abnormal cell growth. So they claim that the aluminum is not a direct cause of breast cancer, but it can be a contributing factor by weakening your cells. Then there, another study said that the aluminum from antiperspirants made its way into breast milk. And, of course, if that's the case, you know, then babies are getting this as well. So be careful with your sundry items is the lesson learned here. So if you're looking for ways to stay sweet-smelling without clogging up all your glands, messing with your endocrine hormonal system, and putting your cell DNA at risk of carcinogens down the road, maybe you should look at a natural alternative, right? I did about 20 years ago, and so glad I did, because I, at that time, made a connection between, you know, all these sundry items that people were using so close to the breast tissue under the arm, so I quit using them. I found Crystal Luxe deodorant crystals and also deodorant spray. So if you don't like the push-up hard crystal, you can use the spray. Excellent alternative, folks. Excellent. And you will smell fresh and you won't be offensive. If you want to check them out, they're on the powerherbs.com website. Just look under, I think it's the sundry items, health and beauty, or whatever it is, and you'll figure it out. Anyway, very reasonable. I mean, the Crystal Luxe push-up sticks last about 2 years. I mean, look at all the money you'll save on antiperspirants. Whew. So check that out. Also, the oatmeal honey soap is excellent for locking in moisture without destroying all the good floras on your skin. Won't strip that away. So you can cleanse, smell great without destroying your cell DNA. Isn't that refreshing? Yes, yes. I like it. So lots of things on thepowerherbs.com to empower you further to be healthier out there. Hope you'll check them out. Give them a call if you want a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. If you get a chance, sign up for the online newsletters they have there under the Books and Newsletters tab. They go out free each and every week. This is empowering health information. So check those out and sign up today. One is called American Survival. That goes out on Tuesdays, so that would be today. And then the Health Quest goes on Friday, so you can have it read it over the weekend, you know, sitting around the patio by the pool. Just empowering yourself with information that you're not going to get anywhere else. ThePowerHerbs.com. Sign up today. It's free. Free information. What a bargain, right? All empowerment stuff. All right. We may have to save our digestive topic for another day because I am completely out of time. And we'll be back, though. We'll be back on Thursday, so I hope you can be here with us. Of course, if you have a health topic you want me to, you know, research and share with y'all, then drop me a line off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll do my best to include it into the show. And thank you so much for all your feedback and encouraging words. We really appreciate that. We're glad that you feel empowered out there. Absolutely, absolutely. So, Magical Engineer Frank, are we ready to roll the close music? I think we are. There it is, right on time. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.